Steve O'Donnell was a gentleman, so everybody said. He was loved by all his friends, both rich and poor. Everyone was sorry when they heard that Steve was dead, and they saw the wreath that hung upon the door. The barber came to shave the Galway slugger's face and throat, and cut his hair all in a pompadour. A red necktie and buttonhole bouquet were in his coat, and a bunch of shamrocks in the hat he wore. And there were fighters and biters, and Irish dynamiters. There was beer, gin, whiskey, wine, and cake. They were men of high position, they were Irish politicians, and they all got drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake. Undertaker Feeney had a job to lay him out in a casket of the very finest make. He dressed the corpse in broadcloth, saying, boys, there'll be no doubt, they'll all get drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake. There were 50 candles at his head and 20 at his feet, and pretty flowers sent for friendship's sake. Oh, Steamy boy, why did you die? The weeping widow cried. Oh, they all felt sad at Steve O'Donnell's wake. And there were fighters and biters, Irish dynamiters. There was beer, gin, whiskey, wine, and cake. They were men of high positions, they were Irish politicians, and they all got drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake. Then Mick McGovern said to Steve he was an awful bum. Of course he only meant it as a joke. But Paddy Mac got off his back and made McGovern run, 'cause he hit him in the eye an awful poke. All joined in the fighting, 'cause everyone was mad, and blood enough was shed to fill a lake. They knocked the corpse down on the floor and blew out all the lights. There was holy war at Steve O'Donnell's wake. And there were fighters and biters, Irish dynamiters. There was beer, gin, whiskey, wine, and cake. They were men of high position, they were Irish politicians, and they all got drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake. The cops came in to stop the fight and make them understand Steve was picked up by his brother Dan. But someone stole the necktie from around O'Donnell's throat. McGovern said O'Reilly was the man. O'Reilly and his friends got mad and swore they'd take his life. McGovern knew he'd made a great mistake. They fought and fought and drank all night till the cops came back again and arrested all at Steve O'Donnell's wake. And there were fighters and biters and Irish dynamiters. There was beer, gin, whiskey, wine, and cake. They were men of high position, they were Irish politicians, and they all got drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake. Yes, they all got drunk at Steve O'Donnell's wake.